And once you see the live on Facebook, you'll be ready to go. Sorry, stand by just 1 second. I'm trying to get the streaming going. So sorry, Facebook is now requiring another passcode. And since we're using Carrie's Facebook account, she's sending me the code so that way I can access the OSDE page.
Very good, no problem. And I am watching in case there's someone in the waiting room. I think we're just missing Carlicia.
Okay.
But that's, I'll keep an eye out, and you too.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I'm ready.
863-801.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Carrie.
I had to do a two-factor authenticator on it.
Okay.
Maybe set it up.
We're trying to set it up right now.
No, let's try. Okay, I think we got it. Sorry about that, everyone.
All right, very good. Welcome, board members. And I appreciate all of those joining for this State Board virtual special meeting. Today is Monday, May the 17th, 2021. It is posted for a 5:30 start. We're a few minutes behind that. At this time, let me first ask our Secretary Cheadle to please call the roll to determine a quorum.
Stella Hernandez.
Here.
Alicia Williams Bradley.
Here.
Bill Flanagan.
Here.
Brian Bobeck?
Here.
Jennifer Moniz?
Here.
Trent Smith?
Here.
Superintendent Hoffmeister?
Here. All right, thank you. And we do have a quorum. Did we comply with the Open Meetings Act?
Yes, ma'am.
With proper posting. Thank you. All right, board members, please turn your attention to item number two, which is the item that with discussion and possible action to enter into professional services contract with Hall Estel. And I will ask Mr. Clark if you would present this particular item.
Absolutely. Superintendent, board members, thank you for convening at the special meeting today. The item on the agenda, we do have a recommendation request to authorize the retention of Hall Estel PC via professional services contract for legal services in the lawsuits that are referenced on the agenda today. Three cases that are identified, there are in different forums or venues across the state. They have each have impending deadlines, and so there is an urgency to this request, and most particularly in one of the cases. So the Oklahoma County District Court case, Council for Oklahoma City Public Schools, who has filed a cross claim in that case. She's been very gracious in granting extensions on some deadlines, but at this point, there is not an ability to grant additional extensions. And so on Friday, we filed a special appearance and reservation of time to afford additional time for the filing of an answer or otherwise responsive pleading in that case. And then similarly today in Tulsa County District Court in that case, we filed the same thing, a special entry of appearance and reservation of time to extend the time for filing of an answer or otherwise responsive pleading. The last of these cases in the Oklahoma Supreme Court, that matter was filed with the Oklahoma Supreme Court seeking an original jurisdiction proceeding. It was filed by approximately 200 school districts. And by order of the court, I believe on May 5th, 2021, the court imposed a deadline of May 25th for the state board to file a response, a full brief in that case, and then also set a hearing before a court referee on June 2nd, 2021 at 10:30 a.m. In light of all of that, and due to the impending deadlines, the urgency of this matter to get counsel on board and up to speed on the cases, you know, to move forward in those manners deemed appropriate and necessary, this matter is recommended for approval before you tonight.
Hey, Brad, I have a question.
Sure.
Hey, on the 25th, the briefings that are due, are those simply filings or will there be arguments or discussion at that time as well? Or is it just making sure we have our paperwork turned in at that time?
No, it's a substantive brief, a full response in response to the application for the original jurisdiction and the claims that were asserted in that case. So it's not an entry of appearance or, you know, getting the paperwork in. It's a good question, but this one is a full brief.
But there won't be any, like, are you or the other attorney or on the other side, nobody will be appearing before the court that day to, okay. The decisions on that will be made in June.
Correct. That's the June 2nd hearing date.
And if something were to happen to make the hearing in June unnecessary, what happens to those briefs? Specifically 229, if 229 passes in a form that allows, that basically makes the hearing moot, will the briefs be, you know, removed? And if the lawsuit's dropped, you know, if the board rescinds its decision, you know, all those things that need to happen to make this a non-issue, is does the filing of the briefs have any impact on that at that time?
I think so. And I like where your mind is on that. I'd probably suggest that the board engage in executive session at a later time to discuss kind of the strategy and approach on that. But I think your thinking is aligned with mine.
And that'll be possible once services are voted to approve. And then we can set that up and have a board meeting to engage with council in some of the conversation that you're referring to.
Okay, so I just want to make sure I'm clear. So 229 passes, we all decide that, hey, this is great. And, you know, we've already filed the brief. So say this happens on the 28th and then the lawsuit's dropped. We rescind our vote. The briefs have been filed. Does it simply go away at that point, or are there other steps that will have to be taken?
I think there are other steps, but really it's probably best if we engage in executive session to talk about that.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right, board members, there is also in this action to consider the provision for legal services with authorizing funds in the amount of $45,000 subject to subsequent review, consideration, and adjustment as deemed necessary. So I do also want to vocalize that portion of what that agenda item does with this. And are there any other questions, or is there any motion at this time?
I move that we approve hiring Hall Estill for these particular cases with a budget allocation of $45,000.
Second.
All right. Any other comments or questions here?
Well, Hall Estill's, according to the, I guess, John O'Connor, will we have his contact info made available to us at any time?
Yes, absolutely. And this afternoon received an engagement letter. Intend to circulate that to everyone, and also, as required, file that with the Oklahoma Attorney General's office shortly, should this motion pass and move forward.
So that is who you're recommending based on that email, Brad, that we within that firm, correct?
Correct. So the retention is for the firm. Mr. O'Connor would serve as lead counsel and okay. The contact for the board on that those matters.
Thank you.
And outside of you, Brad, and Joy, has anyone else on the board had a chance to speak with John O'Connor?
I wouldn't expect so. That it was not that I'm aware of, but I think that the information was shared via email. Was it Brian? What day?
Friday.
On Friday afternoon, I circulated the contact information, the bio, and so forth for Mr. O'Connor. And I can recirculate that very easily, and we'll be happy to do so.
And just to verify, his services would be available immediately after this vote, correct?
That is correct.
I have a million more questions, but in the interest of time, I'll refrain.
Thank you very much. All right, please call the roll.
Ms. Hernandez?
Aye.
Ms. Williams-Bradley?
Aye.
Mr. Flanagan?
Aye.
Mr. Bobek?
Aye.
Ms. Moniz?
Aye.
Superintendent Hofmeister?
Aye. All right, thank you. That motion carries. And with that, board members, I would entertain a motion to adjourn item number 3.
Don't move.
Second.
All right, motion and a second. Please call the roll.
Ms. Hernandez?
Aye.
Ms. Williams-Bradley?
Aye.
Mr. Flanagan? Mr. Flanagan?
Aye.
Mr. Bobek?
Aye.
Ms. Moniz?
Aye.
Mr. Smith?
I get to vote this time. Awesome. Aye.
And I'm so sorry. Superintendent Hofmeister?
Aye. I'm sorry. Did we miss a vote earlier?
Yeah, it's fine. It's irrelevant at this point.
I think it was muted, maybe.
Oh, okay. All right. So sorry. All right. With that, then we are adjourned. Thank you so much for coming to this meeting with fairly short notice. I appreciate your service. And we'll be in touch for next steps. Thank you.
Thank you.